What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I had an article that Jay White sent to me primed and ready to go. However, Pupil Monk sent me an article that I have to do because this one is hot out of the oven. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Once again, it does not matter what a man's station in life is, how old he is. When he's pushed beyond his limit, the chance of him putting on that mask goes up exponentially. Like the man in this article that was published on the 10th of February. 80s WWF star Billy Jack Haynes arrested for terminating his wife. Gentlemen, we have a case of a wrestler who traded in his wrestling mask for a hockey mask. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! William Albert Haynes III, 70, known to wrestling fans as Billy Jack Haynes, was arrested on Thursday after reports of a standoff with police after a shooting at 6000 Southeast 100th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. Ironically, as short as his stint was in WWF, I actually remember this guy. News station KOIN Channel 6 first reported that Haynes was not cooperative with police, and people who lived in the area were told to shelter in place as a special tactical team worked to get him out of the house, where it was later learned that his wife, Jeanette Beecraft, 85, put a major pin in that age gap relationship difference, was found deleted by a gunshot wound. Haynes was not immediately identified by police, but video recorded of his arrest by KOIN clearly shows that Haynes was the person arrested after the standoff. He is expected to be charged with the termination. Initial reports described the suspect as quote unquote a former pro wrestler. Haynes was a major star in the Portland territory. He became known to fans on a national stage when he wrestled for the WWF. While not renowned for his in-ring work, he had a great look that many believed would propel him to become a top star in the promotion. At his peak, he wrestled Hercules in WrestleMania III, the biggest event in the company's history at the time, but he was out of the company by 1988, where he continued to wrestle on the independent scene for years, but never gained the same level of fame as he had in the WWF. He also had a brief run with WCW in the early 90s as the masked Black Blood. Ironically, I remember that character as well. Yeah, I was a huge wrestling fan back in the day, to the point that me and my older brother would actually have cardboard cutouts of the titles and would wrestle each other for them. Ah, the good fun days that have passed. Haynes was part of a class action CTE lawsuit that was filed in 2014 and dismissed in 2019. Over the last 15 or so years, he did shoot interviews where he would make outlandish claims about people in the industry. I think we have to give him pause on that one, especially with everything that's come out about one Vince McMahon. Yeah, the fact he actually took a shit on a girl's forehead. Talk about somebody having a majorly shitty day. But I digress. He made headlines several years ago when he claimed to have witnessed the infamous Boo on the Tracks termination in Little Rock, Arkansas. Haynes remains in police custody as of this writing. Well. Once again, I get to ask the rhetorical question. What do you think was going on behind those closed marital doors? Now, we have an age gap of 15 years, with the woman being older than the man. Gentlemen, we all know, when the woman is older than the man, that relationship is doomed to fail. Why? Because that woman sees that man as less than her. We know this. We've seen this with many celebrities who tried age gap dating. Yeah, Madonna, Sharon Stone, of course, Demi Moore. What happened to all of their relationships where they went after younger men? They utterly and totally crashed and burned. Now, I find it very ironic that in this society that we live in, whenever a man wants a younger woman, oh, he's viewed as a creep, a perv. Now, for all of you who might not have seen the Shannon Sharp interview where he talked to one Monique, I find it very fascinating that she, on his show, told him he needs to go get him an old fat black woman. Get the absolute fuck out of here. That is one of the worst AIDS gap relationships possible. However, when it comes specifically to black men, you have to be shamed into accepting unacceptable deals when it comes to the American black woman. However, that is another video for another time. I digress. Once again, it does not matter what a man's station in life is, no matter how old he is. Yeah, obviously, there was something going on behind closed doors that drove Mr. Haynes to put on the mask. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? Four location went down in their home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. I gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact. I had this at 20. However, the fact that he did wrestle for WWF and the publicity that's about to be going on behind it, I gotta up that to a 30. And for the brutality factor, one and done, I got to give that a 15. So William Hardcore Haynes gets a score of 60. Gentlemen, you've seen it. I've told you, there has been a steep increase in older and elderly men putting on the mask. How long were they married? There's so many other details that have been purposefully left out of this story. Like I said, my number one question, how long were they married? And how much abuse did this man put up with behind those closed marital doors? We all know when it comes to the lamestream media, those questions are intentionally left out. Why? Because if you learn what goes on behind those closed marital doors, more than likely, a lot of men would actually empathize with a man who puts on the mask. So yeah, more than likely, there was something going on. The fact that he was uncooperative with police, that right there is a major indicator that this man was thoroughly pushed beyond his limit. And hey, he took matters into his own hands. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there, particularly you older women who, through some strange phenomena in your own brains, think that you're going to find yourself a younger man and that you're going to be able to be domineering and impose your will on him and turn that man into what you think is another one of your children, you better understand this and you better understand it clearly. The power you think you have in that lopsided age gap relationship is going out. Feminism and the idea that you can use your age over a younger man to become domineering and mothering to him, that's going to go out right along with it. Because at the end of the day, a man is still a man. And trust and believe, ladies, no man is going to tolerate a disrespectful woman for too long. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.